For CRI News, this is Victor Ning. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Laos for a state visit, which is aimed at consolidating relations between the two communist-led socialist countries. It is the first visit to the country in 11 years by a Chinese head of state and top leader of the Communist Party of China. Xi is scheduled to meet with top leaders of Laos' ruling party, government, and the parliament. Vientiane is the final leg of Xi's first overseas trip after the 19th CPC National Congress. He earlier attended this year's APEC summit and paid a state visit to Vietnam. Chinese President Xi Jinping has published a signed article in Laos' mainstream media. The Chinese leader called on both sides to jointly build a community of shared future with strategic significance. He suggests the two countries better align their development strategies with the priority given to construction and operations of major projects such as the China-Laos Railway, economic cooperation zones, satellites, and hydropower stations. A flagship project in bilateral construction cooperation is a cross-border railway designed to link the Lao capital Vientiane and Nanning in Yunnan province before the end of 2020. Chinese President Xi Jinping has wrapped up his two-day official visit to Vietnam. Earlier on Monday, Xi Jinping held talks with Vietnamese President Chuan Dai Quang. As part of the meeting, Xi Jinping called on both sides to enhance high-level strategic communication and properly manage and control their differences over maritime issues. In a joint statement, the Vietnamese side vows to resolutely oppose any separatist attempts for Taiwan independence. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has announced that China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will start consultations on the text of the Code of Conduct in the South China Sea. Addressing the 20th China-ASEAN 10+1 leaders meeting in Manila, Li says China hopes that the code of conduct could be adopted at an early date and could serve as a stabilizer of peace in the South China Sea. The two sides drew up and approved the framework of the code of conduct during the ASEAN foreign ministers' meetings in August. Chinese authorities are stressing the record-breaking business deals reached during President Donald Trump's visit were market-oriented. China's Commerce Ministry notes that these deals were directed by companies negotiated and signed under market principles. The deals range from Chinese soybean and aircraft imports to major projects like the development and export of liquefied natural gas from Alaska. They total over $250 billion. European Union countries have officially launched a new era in defense cooperation with a program of joint military investment and project development. 23 of the EU's 28 member states signed up Monday to the program, known as Permanent Structured Cooperation. The program will be backed by the EU Defense Fund. The UK, which plans to leave the EU in 2019, and Denmark with a defense opt-out, were among those not taking part. The powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake that struck the Iran-Iraq border region late on Sunday has killed at least 330 people in both countries. Iran's state-run news agency has raised the death toll to 328 people, with close to 4,000 others injured. In Iraq, 7 people have been confirmed dead and over 530 others wounded. The Iranian Red Crescent said more than 70,000 people were in need of emergency shelter. Iran sits on many major fault lines and is prone to earthquakes. In 2003, a magnitude 6.6 earthquake flattened the historic city of Bam, killing 26,000 people. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin say they are satisfied with the communication between the two countries' militaries, which has dramatically accelerated the losses of the Islamic State on the battlefield in recent months. In a joint statement issued after their meeting on the sidelines of the APEC meetings in Vietnam, the two leaders have confirmed their determination to defeat the Islamic State in Syria. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Victor Ning.